and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olby Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Olby Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olby, Kansas.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we're congratulating the Olby Chicken House on being named the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year.
Absolutely.
This year, much deserved. Congratulations to our friends at the Olby Chicken House. It is 728, 38 degrees on our way to 53 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Friday morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Fees, Friends of the Emporia Animal Shelter spokesperson, Deb Geer. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Deb.
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. I wanted to get started and kind of ask you just how busy Fees has been. We've talked an awful lot with Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille the last 3 months with a lot of changes that have been in the process over at the animal shelter. How busy has Fees been as a result?
We are always busy with, you know, helping with the animals. But with their new changes at the animal shelter, we haven't been included in that.
Okay.
So we're kind of doing our own thing. We do want everybody to know that we'd be very happy to continue doing medical at the shelter on a case-by-case basis. We've kind of changed our look at that with everybody, the community involved, and we're doing everything on a case-by-case basis. So we will include the animal shelter in that because we do want to still help those animals.
So what specifically is Fees up to right now, Deb?
Mostly doing fundraisers. We are still doing a lot of medical with the community. They call us on a daily basis, it seems like, somebody from the community to either help with their animal. They have a possible crisis or just some big vet bill they can't afford, and we help with that. We also are focusing on TNR. There are a lot of stray cats running around Emporia, and we truly believe in spay and neuter. So we are, whenever somebody calls us to pick up a stray cat, we tell them about our TNR, and the community is more than happy to help us with TNR, you know, be a caretaker for the colony that they have or whatever they can do. We did do a pilot program at one of the apartment complexes downtown that had a lot of stray cats, and we brought in a custom-built shed and fixed that up for the cats. We've had straw in it this winter. And we feed and water down there. We have a caretaker. They go down twice a day and feed and water the cats. So we spay and neuter them, get them a rabies shot. So hopefully that will cut down on the cats running around population.
You mentioned, yeah, Deb, I was going to ask you, Deb, because you clearly are busy. And I don't think people realize just how A, readily available Fees volunteers are, but or B, just how busy that you guys have been. Has this been kind of your standard workload for the last several years, or have you seen an increase here over the last year or so?
We've seen an increase. Ever since the pandemic, we've had an increase, especially with people, you know, who have lost their jobs, or hopefully they're people are getting their jobs back, but they're behind. You know, everybody's kind of behind with the pandemic. So we've seen an increase in calls for medical, and we've seen an increase in calls for PNR because people used to feed those animals just out of the goodness of their heart. Now they don't have the money to do that.
What are some of the other projects that you have going on here, Deb? I think I interrupted you kind of midway through your list. What are some of the other things that you're really focusing on here at this particular point in time?
We want to get out in the community. Our main goal is to enrich and improve the lives of the animals here in Emporia and the surrounding counties. So we want to support, of course, but we also are trying to do the prevention, when it's which would be the TNR and outreach. We want to get into that community, and that's what we've been doing, is trying to get into the community to educate people. So we're going several different directions, and of course we still have the medical. We help transport when need be to either the vets or K-State or wherever, you know, that needs to go. And I am still doing some rescue for the both vet hospitals and trying to get them in their animals that are left with them into rescues.
So where do you look to send the rescues, Deb?
Oh, I have contacts that I've made over the years. We send a lot to Kansas City. I send a lot to Iowa. I have two good rescues in Iowa. I'm very picky about where
sure.
we send them. So I have one up way up north. So we kind of just pick. We research the rescues and pick them, and so they go to good homes.
Again, talking with Deb Garafis on our primetime newsmaker this morning, KVOE Live and Local. It is 7:34, 38 degrees on our way to 53 on this Friday. You mentioned at the top, Deb, you know, the animal shelter. Do you have any relationship with them at all now?
Oh, yeah. They'll call us if they have an animal they need help with. They'll give us a call, and we're ready to help them at any time. We also, not particularly fees, but our own rescue, we'll pull cats from them if they need, if we're not totally full, which everybody right now is totally full. But yeah, all they have to do is call. We just want them to initiate it rather than, because we're not there. I'm not out there personally anymore. So, they've got their own employees, and they will call if they need us, and we're happy to help.
Understood. Deb, one of the things that I know has been on your list in years past is special public microchipping events. I was going to ask you here, are microchipping events maybe coming back to the calendar here as we leave COVID behind, and what other public activities you may have either on the calendar now or developing here for the rest of the year that we can keep in mind?
We will have two microchip events this year. The first one, I believe, is going to be in conjunction with the PetSense. They're having an adoption event, and we will be there. We're hoping to be there and do our spring microchip event there. If we don't, for some reason, do it there, then we will have one our own in the spring. But the one for PetSense is going to be on May 21st. Then we will have a fall one, and we don't have a date for that yet, but there will be two this year. We will also, midsummer, have our annual Spaghetti No Balls dinner. We will be at the Great American Market, and we have extra space this year, so we will go ahead and have our used book sale. And then we're coming up with another kind of fundraising event to go along with that. Plus we have three additional fundraisers or events in the planning stages. So we'd like to do something outside at one of the parks, probably Peter Pan Park, but those we don't have dates for yet.
When you get things lined up, make sure you let us know so we can let people know about it, okay?
I will. I certainly will.
Now, let's see. If people, Deb, would like more information about fees and how you can help, how can they get that information and get in contact with you?
You can call. They can call 620-481-0889, or they can call 620-481-4702. That's my sister, Kelly.
Outstanding.
She's the president of fees, so.
Good deal. Well, Deb, thanks so much for joining us here. Is there anything else that we're missing that you wanted to bring out here this morning?
I don't think so. Not right now, anyway. Maybe I'll come on another time.
You're always welcome here, Deb, okay?
You can bring your sister,
right,
too, if you want to.
Okay.
All right, Deb, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, fees spokesperson Deb Gehr with us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker, most of next week is full, and we're starting to get some dates here for the later stages of April now. So call us at 342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Dee Schwinn joins us tomorrow, or I should say Monday morning, as we talk about the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel, highlighting that particular organization Monday morning.
And Chuck, our Newsmaker this morning, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House, 738. Stay tuned. Weekend weather next.
Every body is different. Some get injured and others wear down. At Orthopedic and Sports